Cindy Mathias, Lee, Massachusetts. I would like to know when you're going to address the cheating scandal of Bill Clinton going to 4 polling places and holding up voting with the mayor in Boston. We want a revote, and there's 90,000 people who signed a petition online, and there will be rallies held in Boston this Saturday. Bill Clinton illegally was polling for his wife, Hillary, in 4 counties in Boston, and Bernie would have won overwhelmingly.
Charles Stevenson, Amherst, Massachusetts. A couple of weeks ago, I received my Waka Waka in the mail, and I don't know if all your listeners know this. When you receive the Waka Waka, they send you a little code number, and you can go to their website, and you can donate another Waka Waka to somebody in need. If you do that, you're buying one and you're giving one away, which I think is kind of neat.
My name is Shelley Hegan. I live in Troy, New York. I was just calling about listening to the roundtable this morning and the discussion of Hillary Clinton's likability. And I do think it's important, especially as journalists, to talk a little bit about the role that misogyny plays in the expectation of women to be likable. And what would make a likable Hillary is very different than what makes for a likable Bernie or any other candidate for that matter. Women have often been put in poorer positions in terms of leadership because the very skills it takes to be a strong leader are an antithesis to our expectation of what women should be. And this is an ongoing issue in this particular election, and the fact that we're not talking about it more is really frustrating to me.
My name is Kenneth Seegus, Albany, New York. I was upset with a comment on one of the members of the roundtable concerning the possible shooting of Mr. Trump. I thought it was not at all representative of what the roundtable should aspire to be.